Aren't you glad you're in the house of the Lord? Amen. Let's stand tonight if you would. Take your Bibles to Psalms 34. As you're turning there, just turn around. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell them you're glad to see him in the house of the Lord. And glad to have this family visiting with us tonight. Amen. And the others as well. God bless you for coming to revival. Appreciate Brother and Sister Johnson as well coming to the house of the Lord tonight. And appreciate their support as well. Psalms 34. Look forward to service tomorrow night, the Lord willing. Some from the church are coming up with us and bringing the bus up tomorrow night. So I know it's not the preaching, it's the food after service is why they're packing that bus out. So be forewarned, some of them are pretty good size eaters. So and you didn't hear me say that. But anyway, we look forward to service tomorrow night. Amen. And look forward to what the Lord has in store for us this evening as well. Psalms 34, starting in verse number 1, the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. With the psalmist writings tonight, I want to try to preach to you about the psalmist's praise. And I want to encourage you and I through the writings of this psalmist tonight that you and I should have a praise for the Lord. Amen. Now, you wouldn't think you need to encourage people to praise the Lord. But what I have found is sometimes folks don't have a praise for the Lord. Amen. Now, we're not going to find the praise for the Lord in the world, are we? We're not going to find it among the unsaved or the unconverted. But I believe as children of God, we've got a right, we've got a privilege, but we also have a responsibility to lift up the name of the Lord. Can we do that tonight? Would you just lift your hands toward heaven and let's just give God a wonderful praise. Hallelujah. Father, we do honor you tonight. We do magnify you. We do glorify you. Hallelujah. Help us here tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. To worship you and to give you the praise and honor that's due unto your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, your word says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord, it is to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you for the name of the Lord. It's a high tower the righteous run into and are safe from the adversary. Help us around this altar tonight, O God. And we'll praise you for it in Christ's lovely name, we pray. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you tonight as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. There's seven things I want to talk to you about tonight, and I'm not going to be long on each one of these, but I do want to point out some things to you about praise. Notice, first of all, the psalmist says, and see if your Bible reads like my Bible, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Notice the psalmist did not say, I might bless the Lord. Notice the psalmist did not say, if they sing my favorite song, I'll bless the Lord. Notice the psalmist did not say that if it's Sunday, I'll bless the Lord. But notice what he said, I will bless the Lord. Here's what I know about praise and worship. First of all, that it is more than an emotion. You know, sometimes there are those that lead to the idea that worship is just an emotion. It is much more than an emotion. It is a decision. I said it's a decision. It's as purposefully resolved in our mind as coming into the house of the Lord tonight. You've got to make up your mind. I am going to be a worshiper. I am going to lift up the name of the Lord. It's more than and emotion. Not a lot of folks have emotionally based worship. That's why when maybe the right song or the right people or everything just hits just right every now and then, kind of like one of the old wells, you kind of pump and pump and pump and pump and pump and pump, and every now and then you get a little bit of trickle. There's some Christians like that. You pump them with four songs or a choir song, and you pump them, pump them, pump them. Come on, come on, come on. And oh, there it comes, just a little bit of a hallelujah, kind of like a little bit of a trickle out of an old dry well. I don't believe that's God's will for our life. I don't believe that's God's plan. But I believe you and I tonight need to make a decision, and that is, I am going to be a worshiper. I am going to lift up the name of the Lord. And that's what the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord. He didn't tell you to bless the Lord. The psalmist said, I am going to bless the Lord. And I'll talk more about that in a moment. But friend, I do want you to understand, it is more than an emotion. Amen. I'm glad that there's an emotion that goes along with serving God. I'm glad we can feel God. The song they just sang, He gave us something we can feel. I'm glad for that, aren't you? Amen. How many have ever felt the Lord and felt the Spirit of God? But can I tell you, if I waited to feel God before I praise God, if I waited to feel the Spirit before I worship the name of the Lord, there'd be a lot of times that I would not be praising the Lord. But what I have found is the absolute converse to that. When I don't feel the Lord, if I will begin to praise Him, when I don't feel the Spirit of God, if I'll begin to love the name of the Lord, it is inevitable. You can't say the name of Jesus, you can't say the name of your Savior, without the atmosphere and the presence of God beginning to reside in the name of Jesus. Hey friend, I know this. I'm glad for the feeling of serving God, but I don't need a feeling to be a worshiper. I decided as a young person, I've got my mind made up. When I go to the house of the Lord, amen, I'm going to clap my hands. I'm going to lift up the name of the Lord. And I will tell you, every time I go to the house of God, I have felt the Lord. I said, I have felt the Spirit of God. I've not always felt good in my body. I've not always felt good in my spirit. There have been times I've been through some trouble and trials. But when I go to the house of the Lord, mark it down, I decided I'm going to be a worshiper. I'm going to be a praiser. I'm going to lift up the name of the Lord. It is more than an emotion. And notice that's what He said. I will bless the Lord. How many have made up your mind tonight you want to be a worshiper? Notice secondly, He said that I will bless the Lord most of the time. Is that how your Bible reads? I will bless the Lord most of the time. No, that's not what He said. I'll bless the Lord when I feel good. No, that's not what He said as well. What did He say? I will bless the Lord at... Oh, come on now. I will bless the Lord at all times. The psalmist said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord, it is to be praised. Here's what I know about worship. Secondly, that worship should always be found in our life. Somebody said there's two times to praise the Lord: when you feel like it, and when you don't. You've heard it as well, haven't you? When you feel like it and when you don't. Whether it's Thursday night of revival or whether it's Sunday morning. Even there are those that seem to come up with the idea that maybe the preachers preach about worship because they're trying to get us excited and trying to get us enthused. Well, what's wrong with that? What's so bad about that? But secondly, and primarily, that's not even the case. But what's the longest chapter in the Bible? Psalms 119. And it's found in the longest book of the Bible, which is the book of Psalms. And it's God reminding us that His name should be praised. And matter of fact, He summed up the entire book by saying this: let everything that hath breath praise
praise ye the Lord. I don't expect the dead to praise the Lord. But if you've got a heartbeat tonight, I said, if you've got a heartbeat, God said, then praise the Lord. And notice he did not say, let everybody. He said, let everything that had breath. I believe when the bird flies, it's bringing praise to God. When the fish swims, it's bringing praise to God. When the seraphims, they float in the presence of God, they're bringing praise to God. But add my name to the list. I said, write my name down. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to magnify him. He is my God. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. I will bless the Lord at all times. Matter of fact, you'll never find in God's Word where God said, you've praised me too much. Now think about it. You will find where God over and over and over again reminds us to praise Him. To praise Him. To praise Him. Over and over, hundreds and thousands of times, God says, praise me, praise me. Praise me, praise me. But you'll never find one time where God said, all right, that's enough. That's enough. Friend, I'm going to tell you, you and I must remember, we have to magnify the name of our God. And just like that high priest, when he went into temple worship, he brought a sacrifice. You and I must bring a sacrifice, because worship is not shallow. Worship is not some kind of flippant exercise. Thirdly, it is a sacrifice of praise. Notice the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, and that's wonderful. But notice what's found in our text. He said, your praise will be in my mouth. What I've found a lot of people talk about is what's in their heart. Amen. When they talk a lot about something, it's because it's in their heart. They'll get excited about their hobbies. They'll get excited about restoring an old car. They'll get excited about a new shotgun. They'll be excited about where they're going on vacation. They'll be excited about a whole bunch of stuff. But when you get God's word in your heart, when you fall in love with Jesus, and you get him down in your heart, it's not hard to get his praise in your mouth. I wouldn't give you a nickel for somebody that says they love Jesus, but they can't praise him and can't worship him. When I got a hold of him and he got a hold of me, hey friend, I'm telling you, it's easy to worship the name of our God. I said, I was lost and undone. I was going to hell, but he washed me in the blood. He wrote my name in the book of life. I say, oh, there's nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me hear what's in your heart tonight. How do I know what's in your heart? Let me hear what you're talking about. I said, I can tell what's in your heart. Let me hear what you're talking about. Oh, come on. It's like some gotta be pumped. But when it's in your heart, Jesus. I want the world to know. Matter of fact, Jesus said, if you won't praise me, hallelujah. There's some folks you could put a rock on their bench and you wouldn't hear the difference. There's some folks I've pastored for 16 years. I could put a rock on their pew. I could sit in the pew in front of them and I'd never know whether they were there or that rock was there, because there's not much difference. But Jesus said, if you don't praise me, if you don't praise me, the very rocks are going to cry out. I don't know about you, but I like what Shirley sees. Ain't no rock going to take my place. I said, there ain't no rock going to take my place. Well, as long as I've got breath, as long as I've got strength, I'll clap my hands. I'll lift my voice. Oh, hallelujah. Like the old fella got so old. He was kind of crippled over. Couldn't hardly talk. Still wanted to go to the house of the Lord. They said, sir, you can hardly see, you can hardly talk, you can hardly walk. Why do you still want to go to church? He said, I just want the devil and the world to know whose side I'm really on. When I go to church, I'll clap my hands, I'll jump up and down. I want this world to know I was lost and undone. I was going to hell, but I've been washed, but I've been saved, but I've been redeemed. I'm going to heaven. I believe it's something to be excited about. I believe it's something to worship God for. I believe, friend, that it's a sacrifice. Well, I'm thinking about God, preacher. Well, that's good. That's good. But God wants more than that. Somebody said worship is our estimation of God, and praise is the articulation of that. God wants to hear it. Because Hebrews says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips. You say, well, God knows what I'm thinking. Of course He does. Of course He does. But He also not only hears what we think, but He wants to hear our praise offered up. The fruit of our lips. Matter of fact, do you understand the only word that is not translated in any other language? You know the only word. There's only one word that is not translated in every language, but is the same. Whatever language you're speaking, you care to guess what word that would be? Friend, that word is hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can go to Russia. You can go to Ukraine. You can go to the Panamanian Indians. You can travel to Mexico. It is hallelujah, which is comprised of two words. Hallel, which is to praise. Hallelujah, which is the first syllable of God's Old Testament name of Yahweh. It is God giving us a word that's the same in every language that says, I'm praising God. I'm praising God. I'm praising God. When I shout hallelujah, I'm not praising Buddha. I'm not praising Hare Krishna. I'm praising God. I'm praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Woo! Aren't you glad for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Matter of fact, when a dignitary walks in a building, a lot of times people will stand in honor of the dignitary. A few weeks ago, we had a wedding at the church. And I don't know if your custom's the same, but when the bride comes in, do you all stand up? I don't know if that's your custom, but that seems to be the custom where we live. And the bride's mother got a little excited. And so she stood up too quick. She stood up when some of the little girls, the little guys were coming in. So she stood up, and well, when everybody saw the bride's mother stand up, they just assumed that, well, she probably knows what's going on, so it's time to stand up. So everybody stood up. Well, as soon as she did, the bride's mother was like, oh man, I messed up. So I'm standing there watching everything, and I was like, false alarm, you can be seated. And everybody sit back down and kind of broke the ice, and it was funny. Isn't it amazing? A politician can come in and everybody show reverence. A bride can walk into a ceremony and everybody show reverence. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords can show up and everybody sits almost unmoved. Almost like we're unaware that the King of all glory is in our midst. Hey, friend, hey, we're not at some kind of social order tonight. Hey, we're not in some four-walled building. That's a moose lodge. I'm in the house of the living God. I've come into the house of the Lord. And the psalmist said, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving. I will enter His courts with praise. Maybe I can't get you excited enough to praise Him. But as far as where I come from, I know where He brought me from. I'll be a worshiper. I'll be a praiser. I'll lift my voice. I'll lift Him up. He is Jesus Christ, my Redeemer. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you lift Him up tonight? Give Him a praise and glory. Hallelujah. 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 My God, my God, my God. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. The King is coming. The King is on His way. The King is here. You say, I don't feel God in my life. I tell you right now, just praise Him. You say, I don't feel God like I want to. Just lift your hand right now. Start praising Him. Start praising Him. I challenge you. You can't say the name Jesus three times without the atmosphere changing. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus. 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 He dwells among His praises. He lives among the praises of His people. Oh, great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Well, preacher, I believe we're a little bit deeper than that. Really? Really? I never met anybody so deep that we shouldn't want to praise the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, no, 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 no. A thousand times no. Matter of fact, the only reason I read in Scripture not to praise the Lord is when the psalmist said in 117, the dead praise not the Lord. They go down into the grave in silence. But oh, tonight, my voice is alive. And let it be added to the catalog of worshipers. Now, you can praise God for what He did for you. But I need to praise God for what He did for me. And here's what I know, that praise and worship is contagious. Now, coldness and lukewarmness is contagious as well. Hallelujah. I don't worry about it now. I'm 42 years old. But when I evangelized back in my early 20s, I was a little bit more worried about what people thought. I really don't care now. They might think I'm a little bit over the line, a little bit too well. They just got to balance that out on their own. But here's what I know. Sometimes you go into a boy, you go in there, guns a-blazing, praising God, and everybody looking at you like, what is wrong with him? Boy, it's easy sometimes to say, well, okay, I just kind of sit back and quiet down and just kind of blend in with all the other corpses. No, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore. No. Hallelujah, you can have it like you want to. But when I go to church, I said, when I go to church, amen, I like that old song said, I'm just warming up. Well, I went to visit a church. Don't make me break out my singing talent on you. We'll tear this place up tonight. I went to visit a church, and it was quiet as it could be. Nobody was praising the Lord. Nobody but me. But the psalmist said it this way. The humble shall hear thereof. But notice this. And be glad. Praise is contagious. It really is. You get around folk that are praising the Lord, it's easier to begin to worship God. The pastor's wife last night, what was she encouraging the older saints of God to do? To create an atmosphere where the younger ones can feel more at to praise God and to break out of their shell. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, you may not be able to set the whole place on fire, but what I can promise you is this, that you can be the praise igniter for your pew. You may not get everybody on their feet, but if you'll start praising God where you're at, if you'll lift up your voice where you sit, the person next to you and the person on your pew, they'll begin to praise God. They'll begin to worship God. And before long, there's an eruption of praise and worship. And who knows, a Holy Ghost revival might break out. Now, there's a few people that can tear up a whole church service. Sister Shipes in our church can be that way. Everybody gets to shouting. When she gets to shouting, you may not be that way. But I promise, if you start praising the Lord, He might start praising the Lord. And if you start praising the Lord, who knows, they both might start praising the Lord. And if we get it loud enough, who knows, it might be careful. Be careful. Fire jumps. I said it jumps. It's contagious. I said it's contagious. Who wouldn't love to see an outbreak of praise and worship tonight? Who wouldn't everybody in this building just filled with the praise and the glory of the Lord? You! Glory to God. Glory to God. Matter of fact, my little man testified 3 times last night. How many of you wanted to testify after he got done testifying 3 times? I did. I thought, bless God, if he can testify 3 times, what's the matter with the rest of us? You didn't think that way, did you? I did. I thought, if he can testify 3 times, I got something I need to say. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, it's contagious. It's contagious. Come back Sunday morning. What would happen if you come into this house of the Lord and said, you know what? I'm going to ignite the praise on my pew. I'm going to be the praise igniter for my pew. I'm going to be the praise. What if every man in this church said, I'm going to ignite the praise for my family. My family's going to get on fire for God. We're going to worship God. You say, well, we're all about winning the lost. Hey, friend, I'm going to tell you, when the church got on fire in the book of Acts and were worshiping like drunk men, 3,000 got saved. Hey, I believe if we'll get on fire for God, we can even attract the lost. I believe if the church of God gets on fire, no telling what God will do. But you know what? I believe when we even want the gift of the Holy Ghost in our life, you know how you're going to get it? I've never seen anybody get the Holy Ghost just standing, not saying anything. I've never seen it happen. Never seen it happen. There's some people, there's one fellow one time, he just stood like this. What are you doing? Taking the Holy Ghost. Not like that, you're not. You're not going to get anything like that except a sore neck. What you got to do? You got to begin to praise Him. You got to begin to love God. You got to begin to lift up the name of Jesus. When you begin to magnify the name of the Lord, get ready. Get ready. Get ready, you young folks. You want to move of the Holy Ghost in your life? Be a worshiper. Be a worshiper. Be a praiser. Be a praiser. Are you glad God saved you? Are you glad you're going to heaven? Are you glad to be a Christian? Worship Him. If nobody else praises the Lord, you praise the Lord. If nobody else claps their hands, you clap your hands. Woo! Hallelujah. If nobody else praises the Lord, you praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm excited to go to heaven. Well, what are we going to do when we get to heaven? What are we going to do when we get to heaven? Can you imagine how bored some folks are going to be when they get to heaven? They act bored there in church. And all heaven's going to be is one long church service. That's all it's going to be. All we're going to do is worship. All we're going to do is worship. You mean we're not going to dangle our toes in the river of life? You mean I'm not going to get to cast me? No, friend. All we're going to do is praise Him. All we're going to do is worship Him. Why don't we get started? Why don't we get started tonight? Why don't we get started in this world? Why don't we lift up the name of God and say, Jesus, thank you for reaching me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for washing me in the blood. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God set us on fire with praise. Set us on fire with glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Ah, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Oh, my God, my God. I said it's contagious. I said it's contagious. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you purpose in your heart from this night forward? You know what? I'm going to be a praise igniter for my pew. I'm going to be a praise igniter for my pew. The pastor won't have to ask. Y'all know who Joey Hyde is? You know how Joey Hyde can say about anything? I heard him one time say, as an evangelist, Ben, come on, sing for us tonight. He said, I get so tired of telling people to praise the Lord. He said, it's almost like I feel like I've wore out my pom-poms for Jesus. You know, sometimes our preachers are like that. Come on, come on, come on. Let's praise Him. Come on, let's worship Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's get Him up. You know we make fun of people that have praise teams and all that, but sometimes we've turned our preachers into cheerleaders. Come on, anybody got a praise for the Lord? Come on, anybody got a testimony? Come on, anybody feel like worshiping God? Come on, anybody. I mean, sometimes that's how we feel. But what have you decided tonight? Hey, Pastor. Hey, Brother Yeomans. I'm going to be a praise igniter. Every time you say, does anybody have a praise? I'm going to worship. I'm going to worship. I'll bless the Lord at all times. Why don't we gather into this altar tonight right now? Let's begin to praise Him. Let's begin to lift up the name of the Lord.